www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
Hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Spirit 88.3 FM. I'm Eben. I'll be with you from now till 9 p.m. It's always a privilege to come your way. And it's interesting, if you look at the news, very interesting things happening in the U.S. and the bombshells that are coming out. I mean, seriously, for the news, you've listened to issues, you'll be hearing the Boko Haram, the killings in Nigeria and all these things. And to hear that U.S. aid was funding Boko Haram, then you realize the evil in this world is beyond imagination. And well, that's the world we live in. So yeah, we look at some of the news and we keep going. Last 2 weeks I talked about, you know, yes, after prayer for the year, what next? So we looked at the time management. Tonight I'm looking at a very important one and we look at it. Last week we talked about praying for our children. I had Reverend Maxine joining, and the upcoming program next week at Oasis of Love, where the prayer conference for the children is very important, and okay, we'll be talking more about it. And I believe parents would make it try and come and join as we pray for the children. All right, so just go through a few news items this evening and then we proceed. You know, we have the, okay, this one is, I'm just looking at four news items or so. Yeah, Zelensky calls for Army of Europe to take on Russia without the help of America. You know, he is trying to play smart, trying to... You know, because Trump had a meeting with, had a call with Putin without him. So he's furious that things are being discussed without him. But, you know, when your mouth, your hand is in someone's mouth, you need to be careful, because it's America that has made you who you are. I mean, so if America withdraws their support, I mean, what is left for Ukraine? So, but well, just watch and see what next for the war in Ukraine now that Trump has come. Then we have Christians once pardoned after years in prison, rearrested in Iran. So two Christians who were released from prison in Iran in 2022 and 2023 respectively were rearrested last Thursday, advocacy group Article 18 reported. Intelligence agents arrested Nasser Navrat and Joseph Shagsbazin from their homes in Tehran province and took them back to the Tehran's notorious Evin prison, among other Christians arrested for their faith around the same time, the group reports. And I mean, they are converts from Islam to Christianity, and they were serving 10 years sentence, but after 5 years they were removed, were given pardons, and unfortunately they've been rearrested and taken back to prison again. So it's quite unfortunate. Well, we can only pray for them, for God's mercy and God's favor for them to be released. Yeah, then Boko Haram does it again. You know, it's normal for them in Nigeria now. Boko Haram kills pastor sleeping in his bed and two other Christians in Nigeria. And they just attacked the village and killed, entered his room and shot him. And I mean, so I was just thinking, so after all these news, Boko Haram killings, and America had a hand in it, and you realize, Charlie, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, the harm they've caused is serious, serious. Those are my broadcast list. I shared the link. I mean, when the Senate called Congress committee they were talking about it today. It's just amazing. ISIS, I mean, all the killings they were doing, and all USAID sponsoring them behind the scenes. I mean, come on. Come on. It's something. Because you realize this world is the evil games that politicians can play. So, no, for the ISIS one, I wasn't so surprised, because I remember 10 years or so ago when in the heat of the ISIS, you know, killings and all those things they were doing, there was one report that explained the whole plan. So they initiated the issue, the problems in the Middle East, to push Islamic migration into Europe so that Europe would be flooded, you know. So that was when Europe also had open borders. Angela Merkel of Germany and they were championing the open border policy, so all the European countries should just allow the Islamic migrants to come in. And they went in, they didn't assimilate, and then it's now the problem in Europe now that it's a whole big issue. I mean, the numbers is, they've overtaken Europe. Europe is seriously, I mean, so the whole scheme was well plotted to initiate it somewhere, and then it follows. So that was, after reading that report, so that's the whole plan, to get Islam to spread in Europe, ISIS to push people to travel, migrants, and then. But for the Boko Haram one, it's really a big surprise reading it, listening to the reports, and that's it. But well, that's it. So for those angry that Trump has stopped the USAID, there's a reason, because this week he gave an interview on the plane and he said that, well, they would reveal so the real correct help, the real health and poverty programs, eventually they will get back to it after proper scrutiny to ascertain that the money is really going to where it should go, but not funding terrorist groups and all those covert operations of the CIA and all. And this is fascinating, you know. But well, that's the world we live in. Yeah, so this evening I wanted to have some time, so I just summarized the news, and we'll get into more talking as well. You know, the times we are in, it calls for us to be wise, as the Bible even says we should be wise. You know, so yeah, that's it. We need to be more assertive in how we do things as believers, you know. And it's important that we don't lose sight of the fact that we are not in ordinary times. No, we are not in ordinary times at all. Oftentimes, sometimes we guess we can be caught in the, I don't call it trap, but we can get to the point where we just get so used to the fact that all is well, nothing to worry about and all that. But we should remind ourselves as believers time and time again that yes, we are not in ordinary times. And it's so important that we get used to this fact that yes, you go a long way, forget, but remind yourself that we are not in ordinary times. That's why we talk about some of these things on this program, to awaken us from our slumber, and we get reminded that we need to wake up from our sleep. And back to last week's program, where we talked about the prayer conference. It's coming off, God willing, next week. Let me quickly go through it and the message. So next week is 20. Yes, next week Saturday. Yeah, so it's coming off 22nd February. The time is 10 a.m. So it's 10 to 3 p.m. And so parental prayer conference, and this is, I think, the 14th edition. So it means, because Reverend Mrs. Rita Adanu for Green Pastures Ministry, and the theme is the excellence of Jesus Christ, raising godly children to excel. So that is the program. Then we will have a talk also by me, and the title is Parenting in the Era of Digitization. So the program starts 10 and it closes at 3 p.m. So it's prayer for various ages, and there's the message, the main word ministration, and then there's also the talk by me, and prayer for the children and all that. So it's a loaded program. Last week, last year, those who were there, I believe, will attest to the fact that they were blessed being at such an event. And you know, we can't ignore prayer in these times at all. No. So if we have opportunities to pray for our children, I believe it's very important we take it up and act on it as such. Oftentimes we leave some of these things to, you know, once in a while type of thing. But yes, it's a yearly program, and I believe this year's own is going to be a good one. And so let's make it a point to attend. All right, I'll be back after this song.
The 12 of you walked on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw. There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When he had to go and you felt alone, it must have been so hard to see his plan. I think about the way you carried on in the face of persecution, you stood strong. So I will follow Christ. I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith. I will wear the name of Jesus. I will give him all my life. As for me, no man. Voice is speaking in my heart today. His word
is like a flame, consuming all my shame.
His life a shining star to show the way.
I will follow Christ and I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith. Yes, I will follow.
Looking for a new religion?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that adds more meaning to my life.
Well, you've come to the right place. Are you looking for a guru to follow or a philosophy?
Actually, I'm looking for a religion that fulfills the spiritual side of me.
This one is very popular with the Hollywood set.
Really?
And you know what authorities they are on religion.
No.
Ah, I see you are the discerning type.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a god that's worthy of your worship.
Wow, that's nice. So are you allowed to eat meat?
No.
Oh.
Ah. I know exactly what you're looking for. How's this one?
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
That's what I said.
This is a god I can trust. This god always has my best in mind.
Of course he does.
I'd feel comfortable worshiping this god. I bet he'd even die for me.
Don't think so.
No, that doesn't make sense, does it? I'll take it.
That'll be $30 for the frame and $10 for the mirror.
Who do you worship? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
All right, everyone, calm down now. What kind of bomb do we have in there?
It looks like a Delta IV design, sir, using a Class 5 explosive.
Have you evacuated the area?
10 city blocks, sir.
We'd better deactivate this bomb immediately. How much time do we have?
We can't tell. The timer has no display.
What? Really?
Yes, that bomb can go off any second.
Well, yeah, that's true, but on the same token, it could take days for that bomb to go off.
Well, yeah.
I wish you would have told me that on the phone. I could have finished my dinner.
I'm sorry, sir, but I thought we should deal with this right away.
No, let's go home, get a good night's sleep, and come back tomorrow.
Sir, we don't know when that bomb will explode.
I'll deal with it later.
Many people have this same attitude towards their own death. We don't know when we will die. Jesus spent more time warning us about hell than he did telling us about heaven. Do you know where you will spend eternity?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Wow, beautiful message. All right, welcome back to Spirit 88.3 FM, Issues of Life. I'm Eben. All right, thank you for tuning in. Okay, so let's get right into the word of God. Let me read this passage from Genesis chapter 11. All right, someone asked about the song. This is I'll Follow Christ by Clay Cross, and it featured B.B. Winans. So I'll Follow Christ by Clay Cross. Okay, yes, the issues of life. Someone says he wants to listen online. Yes. So tune in. You can listen to it from TuneIn as well. Okay. So if you go to Genesis chapter 1, sorry, just chapter 11, then we are going to look at this very, you know, popular verses about the Tower of Babel. So let me start from verse 3. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower." You know, oftentimes, you know, as Bible stories and all, as you Sunday school childhood and all, it's all about the tower. But it wasn't just a tower. They were building a city as well as the tower. So horizontal, I mean, expansion, vertical expansion. Whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name. This is where the issue is. So let's make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. You know, let me pause here. The reason why God had a problem with this whole thing, it wasn't because of the tower they are building, because there's no way this tower can reach God's abode in heaven, the third heavens. I mean, it's not possible. But the main reason is, if you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, this, I'm reading Genesis 1 28, where it says that, "And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." See, so it goes on to say, "Have dominion over the fish, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So this subdue the earth, it meant expansion, expand, grow, populate the earth. So if you are to expand, grow, populate the earth, and now this generation, these people say that they are not going to subdue the earth, they want to be where they are in just one city, and expand only in their normal abode, they won't go beyond, and then it's going against God's plan of creation. Then, because he's created the earth, and now the people don't want to go beyond. You see, so now verse 5 says, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the people of the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will restrain from them which they have imagined to do." This is my emphasis. Nothing will restrain from them which they have imagined to do. The power of the mind, the power of imagination. I mean, this is God talking. If God himself can say that what these people have imagined to do, nothing will stop them. And for God to come down, I mean, at least in Bible references or the Bibles, I mean, the history as we see it in the Bible, in the Genesis and all through, two occasions in Genesis that God came down, the Tower of Babel and then the destruction of Thor's, prior to Solomon, Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction. So God, Abraham negotiated the numbers and all. So the instances where God came down were very serious and grievous issues. This is one, the first case, that it took God to come down. The power of the mind, what they've imagined to do, was so serious that even God was moved by the fact that if he doesn't intervene, these people are determined to do what they are going to do. They won't leave the city. They are going to be there. They won't scatter across the surface of the earth to other places. They will be at one place. They will be there and they will be growing. I mean, so he had to intervene and scatter them through the dilution of languages and all that. But then what I'm talking about is the issue of sometimes Christians, we pray. Yes, prayer is good, but we pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. As I was saying, last 2 weeks after the prayer, we expect God to do wonders. Yes, God does wonders and he still does wonders. But we make it sometimes, we make it look like there's nothing for us to do again. It's only prayer and fasting and that is it. That solves all our problems for the year. So after we finish the weather 14, 21, 30, 40, 50, whatever, 70, whatever, how many days you are going on fasting for the year, you finish it and now you expect the God of wonders to move without you doing anything. You just, your normal life as it is, I mean, nothing exceptional. You just, I mean, lie low and expect God to move, the miracles to flow. You see, so as I said then, that we often go through the cycle of the year, we start, we pray, we fast, the year will end, nothing much happens, we start again the cycle, then people start blaming God for not answering their prayers and God not being faithful to them, and they start doubting God and questioning and all that. But life is not just one aspect. Prayer is just one facet of life. It's not the whole package of life. So if you pray and fast only and you don't do what you need to do, you will still be found wanting and you will still lack and you will still be in need. So last 2 weeks I talked about the issue of the time management. If you are not going to manage our time well, because time is a resource, a valuable resource as such. So if we pray and fast and will not use our time judiciously, then we will still be where we are, because money can be made through time. Time is money, as I said, because the time that you have, that resource, can be used to do things that will bring the money. So yes, you've prayed, but now God will give you the favor, God will give you the wisdom and all that. But it's everything that God will give you and God will enable you and all that will happen within time, because it doesn't happen in space. It happens within time, a span of time. So that time, if you are going to utilize it wisely, then what's the use of the fasting and prayer if you are not going to manage your time well? So that's what I spoke about. But this evening, briefly, I'm talking about the time, the issue of the mind, our thinking, imagination. Oftentimes, we don't. This evening, I was having a chat with a friend, and we were talking about the fact that we are in February now, but there are believers who, right now, if you ask them, yes, they've prayed and fasted for the year. But if you ask them, so what is their vision for the year? What is their goal for the year? What is their plan for the year? Nothing. I mean, it's as if by chance, well, we are alive, so well, we are going, the 2025 has started, we are in it. So it's like, well, as the days go by, yes, we too, that's it, we are just in, waiting for God to manifest. So we are just surviving by the day. Anything, well, whatever is, we just can't go on like that as Christians. See, so there's no vision, there's no goals, there's no plan, nothing. We are not pushing ourselves to the limit. We are not thinking, we are not planning, nothing. We are just, yes, we've finished praying and fasting, and that should solve all our problems. But what are we to do to solve the problems in our lives? We don't know. You see, so God has given us this powerful tool called the mind, and it's to be used to do things. The power of creativity. God created us in his image,
expecting that we have been given the authority to be creative. But oftentimes, what do? We shut ourselves down that, well, there's nothing we can do. So we don't put our mind to work. We don't think. We don't imagine. We don't create. We don't innovate. Nothing. I mean, we are just there. Nothing happens in our lives. We are just there. Nothing. We are not challenging ourselves beyond the prayer. That is it. We just stop short of the prayer. That is it. But we have to do something. Else the year will end. 2025 will end. And we'll still be where we are, if not even worse off than where we started. Because we are not pushing ourselves. We are not using what God has given us. God just didn't give us a brain for a brain sake. Just there, the brain to be in our heads. Just there, to just be there for, and not be used. If he gave us a brain, then he expects us to use the brain. He expects us to think. He expects us to imagine, to be creative. He's giving us this powerful thing. And it's so unfortunate that oftentimes we limit ourselves, so we don't even try to start thinking. So we will pray, but we are not ready to commune with the Holy Spirit to help us to achieve. So, for instance, I mean, let me just use myself for an example in this instance, where there are times I have to resort to the help of the Holy Spirit to do my physical work, where I have a challenge, I mean, something is just not working, and oftentimes it comes, I get those solutions while speaking in tongues and praying, and then I realize, oh, the thought will come, try this, do this, and then it will work. You see, so the Holy Spirit is not just there for our only spiritual things alone. He is to be a companion, to teach us, to guide us, to help us in business as well, in our work, our professions, in our studying, in whatever. The Holy Spirit is our guide, is our friend, is our helper. But we don't utilize him. You see, when you start thinking, putting your mind to work, then you are engaging into the spiritual realm. The Holy Spirit then also brings ideas to you, thoughts to you. It challenges you. You brood over it. You think about it. You develop. This is how we get things done, with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we are not utilizing all these available resources God has given us. And we limit ourselves to only expecting that, oh, God will do a miracle. So until the miracle comes, what are we doing? Nothing. This year, until a miracle drops, what are we doing in our lives this year? We don't know. What is the vision? What do you want to achieve this year? What is the plan? What is the goal? Nothing. We are just surviving. So this evening, I want to challenge you that let's go beyond the prayer and fasting alone and begin to put the resources we have available to use. The greatest resource we have beyond time is our mind, our brain. Let's start thinking. Let's start imagining. Let's start, and the Holy Spirit will guide us, will help us, will give us ideas. We think about it. We'll have solutions to things. We have ideas. We have things to start. You see, every business you see in this world started from an idea. Every business, everything. I'm sitting in this studio here. The phones lying in front of me, the mixer, the screen, the keyboard, the computer screen, the mics, everything in this room is somebody's idea of creativity, of innovation. And it started from just an idea. What if? Okay, let me try. What if? Let me try. Think. Okay, it's not good. Improve. It's not good. Improve. Then perfect it. Okay, good for sale. they sell it. Everything in use is an idea. Every product we buy is an idea. Every thing business we patronize is somebody's idea. So as for ideas, if we decide to start also thinking, the Holy Spirit will give us ideas. I mean, if unbelievers can get ideas, why can't a Christian not get an idea? If we want to think, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. But we are not engaging him. So we've just made ourselves as for us, we are just there, substandard. We don't explore nothing. I mean, we are just there one way, old school as it is. Just expecting a miracle from God. So until the miracle comes, we are just waiting. We can't go on like that. We cannot. Let's change our mindset. Let's change our thinking. You see, the mind issues are so critical. If we don't change our thinking, we will be moving in circles and circles and circles and circles. I like this verse a lot. You know, Romans 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. A time comes where you have to renew the mind. I mean, how is our mind set as at now? If your mind is set as being lazy, not being creative, not being innovative, not being hardworking, not being whatever, positive, if your mind is set that way negatively, you will struggle. So let's renew the mind to the positive way of thinking. Let's renew the mind to see things differently. Let's renew the mind to be productive. We need to renew the mind. We need to renew the mind. You see, sometimes we have to pause and ask ourselves the question that I've been doing the same thing for some years now, and I'm not seeing the solution, because every beginning of the year you fast and pray, and the rest of the year you struggle. The year ends, beginning of the year again, you fast and pray, the year ends, you are still struggling. It's time to pause and ask yourself the hard questions. What are you not doing right that you go through the cycle every year and yet nothing is changing in your life? Yes, prayer is good, fasting is good, you've been doing it, and yet nothing is happening in your life. The change you expect is not happening. It should tell you that then there is something that is missing in addition to the prayer and the fasting. So we lay the foundation with the prayer and the fasting, and now we start building upon it with the other things that are needed. Time management, thinking, being, you know, hardworking. All these things should be added to it. But oftentimes we just think the prayer and the fasting is enough. Of course, not everybody, but some. So we go through the cycle and we are where we are, nothing is changing. We can't do the same thing and expect different results. So if you assess yourself and you realize that no, you've been doing this and this and the same thing, and you are not getting the needed results, it's time you ask yourself the hard questions. What other ingredients am I missing in addition to the prayer and the fasting? Because if you finish praying and fasting and you are not going to put your mind to work, you'll be where you are. You see, so this is where sometimes Christians don't understand why the unbelievers in the world are not praying and fasting. Some do, those in the occult, at least they also do their own fasting and things. But largely, I'm talking of the normal unbeliever. But he's putting his mind to work and things are working for him. He's putting his time management effectively, working hard, being serious with the time and all that, not being lazy and all. And things are working for him. So we look at them and we are worried. That's like, God, our God is failing us. Why is our God not also doing things for us? These people are not serving God and God is blessing them. I mean, people say these things. But the issue is, these are principles in life. I mean, they are being principled in their time management. They are being principled in their thinking, their creativity. Creativity is open to all human beings. It's not only a Christian who can be creative. So if the unbeliever doesn't pray and yet is thinking, making time to think and plan and imagine and create things, it will work. We have the added bonus of the Holy Spirit even giving us a boost. But even that one too, we are not using him. So it's like, instead of having an advantage with the backing of the Holy Spirit, we are rather losing out because we don't even know what we have in the first place to take advantage of, to be overcomers. So we keep losing, and the year will end. And then the cycle will begin again next year, 2026. By the grace of God, we'll start the fasting and prayer again. And then we'll go through the same cycle of being lazy, not being careful with our time, not having any vision and plan, no goal, nothing, just exist. Then the year will end. We have to pause somewhere and change the narrative. We have to change the narrative because, you see, it's time we address these issues as well. Because we cannot just dwell on the spiritual alone and think that that alone is going to solve our problems. No. The spiritual alone will not solve the problem. This a verse I read in Genesis chapter 11. There's no reference of them being prayerful. They didn't know God. But they were highly imaginative to the point of developing mortar and mixing and all that, planning a city, lateral development, vertical and horizontal development, city, and then going upwards. They were thinkers to the point where God even refers to their thinking abilities, that whatever they've imagined, nothing will stop them. If God can God himself can give an assent to the fact that their imagination is so strong that it cannot be stopped. These people are not superhumans. No. Don't forget. They are not superhumans beyond us. They are normal human beings. But they were putting their thinking abilities to work. And that is what it's time we as Christians also start talking about it, that God has given us the gifts. He has given us the brains and the ability to also think. And if we decide to think, we have the Holy Spirit to even back it up with better understanding, better wisdom and all. So we have everything to win and nothing to lose. But the question is, what are we doing about it? We'd rather sit, complain, cry, worry, get disappointed in God, blame God for not helping us. But the issue is, sometimes God also asks himself, what again should I do for these people? Because he's giving you the ability to be creative, but we are refusing to act on it. These are the challenges. These are the challenges. You see, so if we don't fix things right and have a careful balance, so where we have to pray, we pray. Where we have to learn, we learn. Where we have to work, we work. If we don't balance things well, then we have an improper balance. And then that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem. You know, it's so important that we pay attention to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he talks to us. But because we sometimes are not ready to do what he wants us to do, we pretend we didn't hear him. Or we pretend that type of thing. But if we are to commune with him, he would, guide us. He will show us what to do. He will guide us. He will teach us. This gives us an advantage over the unbelievers out there. But what use is this advantage that we have? It's of no use. We are not utilizing the basic one that God has given us, that everybody has, normal, everybody has the ability to think. We are not even utilizing it, let alone the advantage of the Holy Spirit. I'll be back. Think about what we've said so far.
This lonely pilgrim land, raising strong and mighty fortresses that I alone command. But these castles I've constructed by the strength of my own hand are just temporary kingdoms on foundations made of sand. In the middle of treasure I obtain. If I measure my successes on a scale of earthly gain, the focus of my vision is the status I attain. My accomplishments are worthless and my efforts are in vain. So I lay aside these trophies to pursue. Should we choose somehow to use the life I willingly
Your Honor, the defendant was caught with the stolen goods in his hands.
Well, he probably needed them. Not guilty. Next.
I confess, Your Honor, I killed my boss.
Well, we all make mistakes. Not guilty. Next.
Many people think God will overlook their sin because he's good.
Not guilty. Next.
What's with this judge? He's letting everybody go.
Oh, he's just a very loving man.
Yeah, I did it, so.
Not guilty. Next.
But what about the victims? This is wrong.
Well, the judge is just a very good, forgiving person.
If he doesn't convict people, then he's saying it's okay to break the law. That makes him evil.
The thing some people hope will save them on Judgment Day is the very thing that will condemn them. God's goodness. But God has provided a way to escape eternal punishment. Jesus died to pay the penalty of our sin. How will you face judgment? With or without Jesus?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web.
Wow, okay. Beautiful message as well. Okay, I'm even the program is Issues of Life. I have just 10 minutes to go. Let me quickly read this verse. Proverbs 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. There's the A part, the B part. Eat and drink, seeth he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. But oftentimes we just use the A part. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, you can put it this way. We cannot be different from our thinking. So what we think about is who we are. We are defined by our thoughts. We cannot be different from what we think about, because it's our thinking that is what drives us to do what we do. So we do what we think about. So our life is a summation of our thinking. So if you think positively, you think righteous, you think holy, you think doing right, you do right. If you think unholy, filthy, whatever, you do what is wrong. So we cannot be different. So you cannot be having filthy thoughts and you have a clean life. It doesn't work. It's not possible. The two cannot. It's like water and petrol. It can't mix. If you think filth, you act filthy. If you think holy, you act holy. If you think right, you act right. So our thinking is a definition of our being. So we should see the importance and the power of our thinking. That if we want to change our lives, we want to set the course of our lives on the right trajectory, then it starts from our thinking. It starts from the thinking. Anyone who wants to turn their life around in whatever situation, whatever circumstance, it starts from a thought. Enough is enough. Oh, I'm tired of this. I want to turn things around. I'm going to trust God more. I'm going to do this more. I'm going to work hard. It starts from the mind. A thought. Then the action will follow. So our thinking is so important. So if we do not change the way we think, there's no way our lives can be any better than what we expect. The starting point is from the thinking. That's why for some, we have to renew the mind so that we think right. For some, it's about thinking right. For some, it's about thinking more. The more you think, for more ideas to follow and to flow. But everything starts from the mind, the thinking. Let's start thinking. I was reading a book or seminar or something. I've forgotten where that I picked that information from. I said, you see, the average Christian is not a thinker. Not that we don't think at all, but we don't challenge ourselves to think. So it's like we see ourselves as substandard. We don't push. We don't think. We don't create. We just see ourselves as, well, anything goes type of thing. But it's time to break from that mold and see ourselves as God's children. God has endowed us with so much and he expects so much from us. But what are we doing with what he's giving us?
the scales he's giving us, the brain he's giving us, the mind he's giving us to think, to create things, to be innovative, to do things. But we've shut everything up and we are just sitting down, and then God, we've prayed and fasted, so we are waiting to do something for us this year. And that is what is happening. So we folded our arms and we are waiting. Yes, because we've prayed and fasted. We are waiting on God. And we are waiting. And the days are going. February will end soon. And March will come. March will end. By the time we realize December 31st, watch night, they will go and cry that God disappointed us. God didn't, you know. The prophets said this and that. This year, my year of this, I'll see this. God will do this. God will do that. But the question we don't ask ourselves is, what did we do? In the midst of all the things that were said, beyond the prayer and the fasting, what did we do again? Nothing. But we expected things to work. No, things just doesn't work that way. Things just doesn't work that way. So these are the things I want you to start thinking about, challenging yourself that no, it's time to put your mind to work. It's time to put your mind to work. You know, I listened to one preacher somewhere last year, and that preacher he said something that really motivated me. So I started, he said something that caused me to think a bit. And I realized, this man was right in what he said. Because, you see, we are not really doing, we are living below our potential. Because if we decide to step up the game, we realize that, the Holy Spirit is waiting for us to give us more ideas, or to help us, give us more plans and things. And the more I sat down, I started making time to think. And I remember reading one book, the man said, every day he has a thinking time. Every morning he has a time, a period where he thinks before he starts the day, thinking time after the quiet time and his meditation of the word and his prayer and everything. He has time for himself where he thinks for the day, and it makes a lot of difference. I started practicing it and I realized it works. It makes a lot of difference. Because you see, if we don't put the brain to work, then what is the use of the brain? So we have to challenge ourselves. This evening, that's the message I have for you, to encourage you that beyond the prayer and the fasting, there is work for us to do as well. Let's start thinking. Let's put our thoughts, positive thoughts, let's push ourselves. Let's be creative. Let's do what we need to do. You see, oftentimes we demonize some of these things, like, so it's as if, it's only the prayer and the fasting that will solve all our problems. But no. It goes beyond that. We need to balance everything well. That is the most important thing. And in balancing our lives, our spiritual lives, our physical lives, our secular lives, all these things, we cannot leave out our thinking, because our thinking is the initiator of the things we will do. So if you are going to improve in your life, you are going to improve in ministry, it starts from thinking, the thoughts. As you start thinking, you pray, you think, you pray, you think, then ideas are coming. The Holy Spirit is whispering things to you. You are writing, you are acting, you are doing, you are working. This is how we should do things. But if we just pray and fast and just sit and expect miracles, it may not come. It may not come. But let's do what we need to do. You don't pay anyone to think. You don't pay any tax on thinking. You don't pay any duties on thinking. So start thinking. Dear believer, start thinking. You don't pay anyone. It's not a crime to think. Start thinking. There's a difference between worrying and thinking. But thinking positively, thinking to be creative, thinking and ideas. Talking with the Holy Spirit to help you. Okay, how do I do this? How? Where? When? That's not worrying. Worrying is where you are just confused and you are worrying, and worrying is negative thinking. That is what I'm talking about this evening. I'm talking of putting our minds to work, like the Genesis chapter 11 people, not defying the will of God, no, but being proactive and productive and creative to the will of God, what God wants us to do for him in our lives, blessing us and all. Let's put these things to play. So that's it this evening, the messages. Okay, I think I have some. All right. Okay, so the venue of the program is Oasis of Love. And that's Ahunjo Absa Bank towards Atinga Junction. Yeah, not far from Atinga Junction. Okay. The good Lord help us so that we think positively. Amen. Yeah, it's important. Okay, Cynthia, good evening. Yeah. Okay, all right, so it's 9 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. This is recorded to be uploaded to the website spiritissues.info and to the Telegram group. You can listen to it again, you can share as well. So good night and God bless you.